Well, USDA is celebrating National Farm to School Month by recognizing the success of the Farm to School program.
We now have Farm to School programs in 37 states. 68 projects have been funded.
Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack, who says the program has proven to have a number of benefits.
It's not only an opportunity for youngsters to have that connection between their school and their farmers, but it's also an economic driver. It provides an opportunity for more fruits and more vegetables, low-fat dairy, very consistent with the new guidelines for school meals. It expands opportunities for items that youngsters may not normally consume. The youngsters will learn a little bit about what is grown in their area. It will connect them more closely to agriculture. It's probably also encouraging many school districts to consider the establishment of school gardens to sort of reinforce this message of where food comes from and how sometimes difficult it is to produce food.
And a recent farm-to-school census proves that the efforts are also beneficial to the farmer, with the first-ever census showing that in school year 2011-2012,
nearly 21 million children are in school districts that are currently purchasing items from local or regional producers. And they are purchasing items to the tune of about $354 million worth of product.
Fruits and veggies are at the top of that list, with fluid milk close behind. And Vilsack adds that the program is on track to significantly increase participation. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.